If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
So the national orders were presented by the President of the Republic this Tuesday and given to 32 recipients. A really, really big deal. I decided to get Professor Musatlulu, who is a cultural expert, to help us just navigate who actually gets to be honored in this way and the history of the orders. A very good evening, Professor Mkluli. Thank you so much for making time for us, Prof. Happy Workers' Day to you.
Yeah, good morning, Pamela. Yeah, it's a beautiful day, you know. You know, in 1994, we joined the rest of the nations of the world to then officially celebrate, this Workers' Day as it happens around the globe.
Yes. In 1993, you were one of the people who was in a committee, Commission for National Symbols. You were responsible for things like the coat of arms, the new national anthem that we are singing right now. I just want us to reflect on that, because from there, I suppose we can then understand how we got to the national orders, which did exist before, but very, very different to what we see right now.
Yes, no, definitely. You know, towards the end of the negotiations at CODESA, and I must put a disclaimer that I was very young. I just graduated with a doctorate at around the age 32. And so I was invited to CODESA to be part of a commission which was known as Commission on National Symbols. And that commission was going to, because the country was moving away from the apartheid coat of arms, anthem, and all those things. And 1994 elections were around the corner. So the country needed a new anthem, a new flag, a new coat of arms, as well as the issues of the orders that were there. What was finished, could be finalized at that time, was, I don't know, the anthem, we couldn't finish it because there were many proposals as to how it could be done. So you'll remember that then, that between 1994 and maybe towards 96, there used to be two anthems. Coastal Africa was sung on all of it as it is.
Yes.
And the stem was sung all of it as it is.
Yes.
But of course, then the committee eventually, presented a shortened version of the anthem, which is a combination as we have it now. And then the flag, we had, there were several designs that came in from members of the public. And eventually, we had to give to somebody who was an advisor to our commission and was working for the National Archives. To finalize, but we had chosen what kind of colors would be suitable. And then the coat of arms could not be finalized. It was only finalized later, around 1996. Then the national orders that were bestowed yesterday were only changed in 1998, because the orders that were there, and I must say, orders, national orders, are a global thing. And in many, even in our own country, even before colonialism, the orders were there. A king would give some presents to people who were outstanding. But what was happening with the orders here in South Africa, they were linked to the queen and during apartheid.
Yeah.
And some of the orders were known as like Order of the Cape of Good Hope.
Yes.
You know, so you look into that and you say, okay, there's now too much linkage with the past.
Yeah.
And so in 1998, the then Deputy President ordered that the Department of Arts, Culture, Science and Technology, working with other departments that would have to do with symbols, should be able to look at the renaming of awards, of the orders, and making them relevant to where the country in its vision as a united, democratic, non-racial, non-sexist, united South Africa And that's how the new orders were then born, and all the old ones were discarded.
Let's talk about the orders themselves. There are six, and for what they are for. So we'll start with the Order of the Mendi.
Well, that's for bravery. It's people who have done extraordinary things, especially, and when you look at it, right now, because the country is still managing transformation or transition into full-time democracy. And that order is basically looking at people who did extraordinary things during the struggle for liberation. And almost all of them, well, some of them are even about today, but the bravery you find people, because, you know, there was basically a war between mainly the ANC in exile and the apartheid government. Mm. But also there were people inside the country that were doing wonders, you know, taking all sorts of risks. If you look at Mama Kekane, for example, and how she's profiled, there were many such people who would hide, you know, start with heroes in their houses, you know, a big risk to their lives and to their families. Mm. So that's the kind of bravery. Other people would do extraordinary things, and if you go down the list, you will see that it's not people who just, you know, and because also it's a reminder that the liberation, the freedom that we have, was fought for, was not handed over on a platter. Mm. And people died and lost their lives. Mm. Some left very young. I mean, the Thabo Mbeki's leaving home, leaving your country at around 20 years old, and then growing up basically in exile and forfeiting making sure that the vision that you have for the future of the country is bigger than yourself and the things that you want for yourself. So the orders, as they are structured now, are to ensure that South Africans, we don't forget our history, where we came from. And I can tell you another thing, Pamela. Mm. All successful nations of the world, they take their history very seriously. Mm. All developed countries in the world, you don't cut with your history and expect that you'll be taken seriously by anybody. Mm.
So we'll go through them. And I mean, there's the Order of Ngamanga, there's the Bonwab, there's
Lutuli.
Obviously the different categories, Bobab being business, Lutuli gold and political, friends of Thabo, OR Tambo being those people who are not necessarily South Africans, who assisted South Africans in their plight to gain freedom. Just let's talk about the significance of putting aside time to recognize these individuals. And I suppose, as you said, a moment to reflect how we find ourselves here as a free people today.
Well, it's very important. You must remember that, you know, oppression started in 1652 officially with the arrival of Jan van Riebeeck. By 1994, there had been 342 years of oppression and deprivation, mainly of black and indigenous people. And the first struggles for liberation were about Amakhosi, were led by the traditional leaders of the time. But from 1912, the struggle was transferred to the intelligentsia, the church people, the modern people, the ones that went to school and so on. That took a long time before arriving at 1994. And in the process, a lot happened. There's a very rich history that covers that period. And the reflection becomes important, especially because on the 27th of April is Freedom Day. Mm-hmm. And today is Workers' Day. So it becomes very important, for example, to reflect on the fact that you couldn't, as a worker, enjoy any rights under apartheid or colonialism. Mm-hmm. Nothing. You simply were working and you had no rights, and everybody had no rights. And this whole culture of human rights that has built South Africa not only from 1994, but from the days of the struggle for liberation, is an inspiration to many other nations around the world. If you look at issues, for example, I would say around Palestine or anywhere else, that people around the world or Northern Ireland, they look at South Africa in terms of how this, over a period of 8 years, South Africans were able to sustain a liberation struggle and sacrifice their lives, laying down their lives, and forgetting about all the good things about life, and most of them were young. It's important. It was important yesterday to reflect. And later in the day, as you remember, President Thabo Mbeki was also reflecting on the journey that has been traveled.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate your time, Professor Musakulu, who was just helping us understand the orders that were handed out yesterday by the President, 32 of them. We're going to single out one person, Nokutulo Semelane, who was given the Order of Luthulu in Gold, posthumously, of course.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.